More economic fuel for the political campaigns from a couple of sources today. The Commerce Department released new data showing economic growth slowed sharply in the past 3 months, while the White House argued it's ahead of schedule in its attempt to cut the federal budget deficit in half over the next 5 years. NPR's John Itzte has the story.
President Bush's stewardship of the U.S. economy and federal budget have been issues throughout this presidential campaign, and today the White House unveiled its mid-session budget review. It showed a budget deficit of $445 billion for this year, up from $374 billion last year. But Joshua Bolten, President Bush's budget director, presented it as good news because it's $76 billion less than the White House projected in February.
Today, I am pleased to report that because the president's economic policies are working, we are ahead of pace to meet the goal of cutting the deficit in half within 5 years.
Bolten said the improved deficit picture was due to stronger economic growth and higher tax revenue than had been anticipated in February. Democrats countered by saying the White House overestimated the deficit in February so it could claim improvement now. Senator Kent Conrad is a Democrat from North Dakota.
I believed they were cooking the books with the exact idea in mind that as we got closer to the election, they would then say, even though the deficit's bigger than last year, the biggest it's ever been, oh, but it's not as big as we said it was going to be, and then claim there's improvement.
The deficit is at record levels in dollar terms, as Senator Conrad claims, but as a percentage of the economy, this year's projected deficit is significantly smaller than the record deficits of the 1980s. The improved deficit forecast from the White House had everything to do with strong growth in the economy. It has advanced at a 4.8% annual rate during the past 12 months. But today, the Commerce Department reported a sharp slowdown in April, May, and June. Mickey Levy is chief economist at Bank of America.
Real GDP grew 3%. That was significantly lower than the prior four quarters. The primary reason for the slowdown was in the auto sector.
Levy believes the slowdown in vehicle purchases had much to do with the higher price of gasoline. He expects that if energy prices don't rise even further, the economy will get through this soft spot and grow faster for the rest of the year. But it isn't likely to return to the robust growth of the past 12 months, says Levy. John McFarland, CEO of Balder Electric in Fort Smith, Arkansas, says he hasn't really noticed the slowdown of the last 3 months. McFarland's company, which employs 3,600 workers, makes heavy-duty electric motors, drives, and generators.
We sell into just about every industry. I think we sell into 170 industries in the United States, all kinds of things from medical equipment to heavy construction equipment. And we haven't seen any softening. And in the industries that we serve, almost every one of them is showing improvement.
That optimistic outlook for the economy may mean any political advantage John Kerry might get from today's report of slower growth could be short-lived. But the real economic issue is job creation. That has slowed in the past couple of months after several months of impressive gains. John McFarland's strategy for his company, Balder Electric, is a good example of why job creation has lagged overall economic growth.
We've really worked hard to try to improve our productivity rather than add a lot of jobs. And we have added some, but for the most part, we've handled the increase in business through improved productivity.
Whether economic growth will return to levels that force companies to add workers is anyone's guess. Another report out today from the University of Michigan showed consumer confidence up modestly from already high levels. John Itzte, NPR News, Washington.